Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sort of the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp joining us again. Pete is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Not too far in the future, we'll celebrate his 20th anniversary with us. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, and he's our good friend Pete. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete, as always. So have you guys have been keeping up with this this European Union digital tax scheme, as they call it? You guys have been tracking that pretty closely, haven't you? And I've reported on it before on my show. This is a little bit of an encroachment by the European Union, isn't it, on America?
Yeah, it certainly is. A lot of the European Union's member countries, after years of overspending, overpromising to their citizens, overtaxing them to the point where their economies are just not sufficiently growing, they are saying, well, how do we preserve our massive welfare states without asking our citizens to pay more money that they can't afford? The answer is, look beyond our shores.
Right.
See which American companies might be operating here in the Eurozone and figure out a way to tax some of their cash flow. Now, the European Union has proposed a framework for taxation. They just did this last week, in fact, released some of the initial details that does things like, let's create a measurement of value that European consumers add to America's business, and we'll tax that. Let's figure out a way to establish physical presence of American companies in European countries, even though they aren't actually here.
Right.
We're going to create physical presence out of nothing. Let's figure out a way to levy a tax on the gross receipts of American companies and, frankly, some large companies operating in Europe anyway that are European-based. Let's create a gross receipts tax instead of a net profit tax. All of these proposals are in the European Union's framework for digital taxation.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're talking about initially is applying these principles to companies that do things like digital advertising or create cloud services.
They're trying to establish some kind of a nexus, aren't they?
Yeah, and it could really apply to any company. I mean, they say
right.
It's just for these big digital firms like Google and Microsoft, but it really could apply to Starbucks, to McDonald's, really anyone operating in the Eurozone that happens to be headquartered outside
right.
the Eurozone.
Well, my audience is familiar with the concept of a nexus, you know, because they know that
yes.
they pay taxes differently for companies that have an established operation in their state. They pay full taxes on that. They might pay some kind of portion of a tax for a state for with another company. They may pay no tax for companies that have no nexus in their state. And so they understand that the having a taproot in a locale in the tax obligation there, but the EU is pushing that envelope pretty far, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And small businesses need to care about this because, after all, Jim, how many of them are suppliers to
mm-hmm.
these large companies
mm-hmm.
or provide some kind of subcontracted service? I mean, if the large companies get hit first, you can bet the tax collector will come after the smaller companies too, either indirectly or directly. It, at the very least, it will make small businesses that want to try to operate on their own in the Eurozone
right.
a bigger headache.
So what I'm getting out of what you're telling us is if you're a small business and you're supplying You're a supplier. You're a contractor. You're a vertical integrated partner, perhaps, which I have been with an international company, with a Eurozone domicile company. You need to read the fine print of your contract to make sure that there's nothing in there that says if we get hit by a tax of U.S. Activity, you're going to pay your portion.
Yeah.
It sounds like that could happen, Pete. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think that folks should be checking that out because you never know. And unfortunately, European politicians, like American politicians, when they want revenue, they don't want anything standing in their way. And you may find yourself as a supplier looking at your contract and saying, oh, gosh, we never thought this would happen, but here's the clause that says we're liable.
And their track to get this started on is the privacy penalties that they're imposing on U.S. companies in another set of taxes that they're working on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.